Arguably, the most vocal supporter of House Bill 2 is up for re-election this year, and his name is not Pat McCrory. Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest helped call the special session that passed HB 2, and the Republican remains an unflinching proponent of the law. On Tuesday night, he debated Linda Coleman, the Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Dan Forrest's closing statement was a blur of words and numbers.
We cut income tax by $1.5 billion, a total of $4.5 billion in tax cuts in 3.5 years. We paid back $2.8 billion.
The speedy recitation of what the Republican sees as his greatest hits in office was made necessary by the law he helped usher in. This debate was sandwiched between days which saw first the NCAA pulling games in North Carolina, then the ACC following suit. HB 2 was back in the news, and the subject of the debate's first question, asked by newspaper editor Bobby Burns.
HB 2 has become one of the most divisive political issues in recent memory. How can we reconcile support for transgender people who want to use the bathroom that matches who they are on the inside with the desire of so many North Carolinians who don't want to have to share that very personal and private part of their lives?
Forrest made reference to his wife and daughter in the audience. Then he attacked Charlotte city leaders.
They actually said that in the city of Charlotte, you have to take the signs off your bathrooms. Their ordinance went
that claim is absolutely false. Still, Forrest brought it up again and again.
They struck through that provision saying you had to take the signs off or it would be called sex discrimination. That is extreme. That's extreme, not just in Charlotte. That's extreme all over the country. It's one of those.
In her response, Democrat Linda Coleman focused on numbers in the aftermath of HB 2.
HB 2 has cost the state of North Carolina millions of dollars. It has already cost the city of Charlotte over $250 million.
That number is based on estimates made by the Charlotte Chamber and other groups, which looked at the long-term impact of losing 400 PayPal jobs, the NBA All-Star Game, some conventions, and other events. But since it's an estimate, it's impossible to verify. The next question focused on the lack of an enforcement provision in HB 2. Coleman said HB 2 is a toothless law, but it's one that still has bite.
In fact, what it is doing, it is making North Carolina a test laboratory for state-sponsored discrimination. We cannot afford that.
Forrest said HB 2's bathroom provisions would be enforced just like any other law.
Police investigate after there's a complaint, and then they determine is it going to be a trespassing law that they broke? Is it going to be an indecent exposure law that they broke? I don't know. That would be up to the police, but that's the enforcement mechanism.
But the Republican only mentioned enforcing other laws that existed long before HB 2 was enacted. Which brings us to question number three.
For a man to dress up like a woman, to enter a female bathroom for the purpose of committing a sex crime has always been against the law in North Carolina and punishable by prison, permanent listing on a sex offender registry.
So why, the panelist asked, is it necessary to ban transgender individuals from using the bathroom of their choice? Coleman said, it's not. Transgender people aren't predators, and the state should be focused on others.
We actually have sexual predators out there who we need to be looking at and bringing them to justice instead of preying on people who consider themselves transgender people and people who are not sexual predators but simply want to use the bathroom.
And she again brought up the economic impact of the law. Forrest's response was,
you know, how many jobs or how many basketball games are worth the protection and the life of a woman or a child in North Carolina from being assaulted in a shower or a locker room?
Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest debating Democratic Lieutenant Governor nominee Linda Coleman. There are currently no additional debates planned before the November election. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.